Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
We celebrate today another feast in this Christmas season. This time we call this feast day Epiphany. And sometimes we call this day also the day of three kings, magi, wise men. All these titles, they are for these people that they came to visit baby Jesus and recognize in him king and recognize in him someone who will save the mankind. We also are coming today to our church to celebrate with the entire world coming of this wise man. Let us ask for forgiveness at the beginning of this Mass. I, the Lord, be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people. He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen as it rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed and at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
There is a story about high schoolers who put a Christmas play with their teachers and parents, and even they prepared this play. In the afternoon before the play's performance, the students realized that they made a big mistake. They simply had forgotten all about the three kings in the story of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. The director of the play hit upon the following solution. He would phone 3 people at random and ask them to come, and if they would stand in for the 3 kings. All they had to do was this: bring along some gift which was especially meaningful for them, and offer to baby Jesus, and also explain why this item is important. The first king of the 3 kings was a 55 years old father of 5. He worked for city council. He brought along a pair of crutches and explained, "Some years ago, I had an accident on the highway. I spent many months in the hospital with broken bones. No one was sure that I would ever walk again. But after weeks and months of physical therapy, finally I could stand. And next, again after a few months, I started to walk. But this experience totally changed my life. I became happy and grateful for every little baby success. I learned that nothing is for granted. I bring these crutches as a symbol of my personal thanks to God." The second of the 3 kings was really a queen, mother of 2 children. She brought along diapers and baby clothes. She explained, "I was very happy and very successful as a graphic artist. Then I got married, and again, my whole life changed. My husband asked me to stay home and take care of the house. Next, they came children, and I have a big reason to stay home, and this time take care not only of the house but also of my children. But after they grew up, I was again lost, until I started to take some classes and next work with the kids in creative art classes. I bring along a bundle of baby things to show that it was the little ones that they gave me hope, that they gave me hope again and brought a new meaning into my life. I feel that I'm working and helping in their little world. I can also help all mankind in the big world." The third king was a young teenager. All he brought, it was a piece of paper. He laid it before the infant Jesus and explained, "I was not even sure whether I should come or not. My hands are empty. I have nothing to give. In my heart, I long for success and meaning for my life. I am filled with doubts and questions and unrest. My future looks foggy and unclear to me. I lay this empty sheet of paper before you, child in the crib, and ask you to bring me an answer to some of my problems. I feel empty on the inside, but my heart is open and receptive. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Wise Men, or Epiphany. This feast, in popularly called Feast of the Three Kings. As you listen in our Gospel, which is a very nice story, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, about how God guided the wise men to the baby Jesus by means of a special star. How nice it would be for each of us to have a star to follow in the right direction. When we celebrate this Epiphany feast and we talk about three kings, we can focus on different parts of the story. For example, we can focus on the gifts that Jesus received from these three kings. We can focus on these three wise men and why they started to follow this star. We can focus on King Herod and his plan to kill the baby Jesus. I would like today to focus on the star, because each of us, we need this star to follow. Today, our stars are people, places, ideas, things that show us the way, that inspire us, that attract us. Sometimes people are our stars. Today, we call famous singers, sport people, actors, stars. Young people make heroes out of their stars. They imitate them in speech, dress, ideas. In the same way, we follow the religious heroes. We call them also stars. We take their names and we try to follow their examples. They are our stars that guide us to Jesus and God. Sometimes a good example can be a star. It pulls us and draws us. A good idea can be a star. Perhaps we get it from something we hear or read. Sometimes even sickness can be a star. When we are in pain, when we are sick, it makes us useless for a while and gives us time to think and maybe change our life. The Bible is also a star. Even King Herod brought the three wise men into contact with the Bible. The Bible was an excellent guide for people looking for Jesus. But of course, the biggest star for us is Jesus Christ. He is our way. He is our truth. He is our life. Let us follow him as the wise men follow the star, not only today, but for the rest of our life. Jesus is our salvation. He is our star.